old stable, a manger full of hay. There in the corn a tiny king was born. The cattle gathered round to keep him warm. Mary, rock a little baby. Rock a little baby. Mary, rock a little baby. Rock a little baby. Rock a little baby. Mary, rock a little, rock a little. Bethlehem, rocking him all through the winter night. No one to know, no one to see. Just some lonely shepherds tending to their sheep. Up in the sky, a shining star appeared. An angel sang a song for the world to hear. Glory to God and peace to everyone. Follow the star to find God's Son. Down from the hills they came to Bethlehem and gathered all around to welcome him. Mary, rock a little baby.
Well, that was fun. This morning, we will read from probably the most well-known portion of Scripture in the Bible, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Now, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem was about 80 miles. At this time in Mary and Joseph's young lives, a donkey would have been considered an expensive luxury. So more than likely, they walked to Bethlehem. The first five verses deal with the enrollment or the government census. Luke deliberately draws attention to the fact that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a town that is a descendant of the house of David. The one thing most Bible scholars agree on is that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The word Bethlehem means, I think I heard it, bread, house of bread. In John chapter 6, it says, Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, always give us this bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will not be hungry, and the one who believes in me will never be thirsty." So how fitting it is that Jesus would be born in the town named Bread. The theme of Luke chapter 2 is based around humility and humble beginnings. Luke draws the contrast between the arrogant rich rulers in their palaces and a baby lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling cloth. That reminds us that Jesus came into the world as true man. So I've called on an old friend to read verses 8 through 14 for me.
"Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?"
"Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." "Lights, please." "And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
So, anybody not seen that? That's from A Charlie Brown Christmas, 1965. Linus, the little boy who carries around a blue security blanket, his voice was done by a 7-year-old child actor by the name of Christopher Shea. Shea appeared in several TV shows, including Bonanza, Shane, and Green Acres, but he was forever and always known for the voice of Linus, reciting from Luke 2, 8 through 14. Charles Schulz, the creator of the Peanuts comic strip and producer of A Charlie Brown Christmas, grew up in St. Paul. He was the only child of a German father and a Norwegian mother. With those kind of parents and growing up in Minnesota, just out of curiosity, of course, they attended a Lutheran church. Charles Schulz also served during World War II. During the production of A Charlie Brown Christmas, CBS told Schulz he had to remove that scene where Linus read the Christmas story. He adamantly refused to do so, telling everyone, "If I don't do it, who else will?" The scene stayed in, and because of that, millions of people around the world have heard about the birth of Christ from a cartoon television show. Two quotes from Charles Schulz: "All you need is love, but a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt." And "Happiness is a warm puppy." So why did God announce the birth of Jesus to the shepherds before anyone else? Shepherds are meek and lowly, common, ordinary people in need of a Savior. Shepherds were despised by the orthodox good people of that day. The shepherds could not keep all the details of the ceremonial laws, the meticulous hand washings, the rules and regulations. Taking care of flocks of sheep was a never-ending, demanding job. They had no time for ceremony. It is believed the flocks of sheep pastured in the Bethlehem area, provided a supply of perfect lambs to be used for the offerings at the temple in Jerusalem. It's nice to think the shepherds who looked after the temple lambs were the first to see the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Verse 13, and suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. So here, the curtain to heaven had been pulled back so the common shepherds could get a glimpse into what lies ahead for all of us who put our faith and trust in Christ. Legions of angels that would not be called on to prevent Jesus' death came to celebrate his birth. The angels probably wondered why Jesus, the King of the universe, would leave the beauty of heaven, humble himself, and be born among unclean farm animals. It's because he loves us. He wanted to restore that relationship with God that we once enjoyed before sin covered all creation. Verse 15, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, these shepherds began saying to one another, let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it has been told to them. No matter where you are in this journey of life, or how difficult your life may have become, I encourage you to draw closer to God, and he will help you. We are so precious to our Heavenly Father. On this Christmas Eve day, 2023, remember what Jesus Christ has done for us through his perfect birth, death, and resurrection. We are declared to be perfect, spotless children of God, loved for all eternity, and promised a home in his heavenly kingdom. And that is what Christmas is all about. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, today we thank you for this little boy, your son, the Prince of Peace. We thank you for giving us your peace, which passes all of our understanding. We thank you for the hope that Jesus, the bread of heaven, brings to our world. And we thank you for your unending love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please rise for the Lord's Prayer. Excuse me, back up. Stand as you are able, and we'll sing our final hymn. 279. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.